Number 3.
Moore's first law, most commonly known just as Moore's law, was a theory created in 1965 by American engineer Gordon Moore. The law talks about transistors, which are tiny switches in the circuits of certain electronic devices. It predicts that the number of transistors in a circuit should double every 2 years. What this means is that electronic chips, which contain transistors, should continue to shrink in size. It is easy to see that this has been the case when we look at the size of computers, or even simple calculators from the 1960s and 1970s. In fact, boosted by breakthroughs in science and electronics, Moore's law held up until around 2012 and described not only the doubling of the number of transistors in a circuit, but also the number of pixels in digital cameras and the reduction in the cost of computer processors. Moore's second law, also made in the 1960s and sometimes known as Rock's law, is a little different. Whereas the first law predicts a decreasing of the cost of computer processors every 2 years, the second law predicts the cost of building a factory to produce new chips and processors will double every 4 years. As stated, Moore's law started to come apart after around 2012, as transistors got smaller and smaller. If it had continued in the same manner, transistors themselves would have gotten smaller than actual atoms by 2025. It seems that these two laws will clash at some time, slowing the increase in processor speed as production costs rise too high. At this point in time, a new form of technology will be needed if we hope to see ever-increasing computer speeds in the future.